people who've been watching Durant in person since he first got in the league, and certainly in Oklahoma City, he's always been a guy that's hyper aware of what his numbers are and whether or not a play he'll make is determined a turnover or a missed shot that went awry or whatever. He's very aware of that. I personally thought he had gotten away from that as the year started. His scoring was evident of that. It was down, but yet it's not a coincidence, guys, that his first triple doubles of his career both came earlier this season when he was playing more in the LeBron type mode. But I think that he's gotten to be more aware of himself now. So as I talked about in the video and in the piece, I actually witnessed in person him kind of yelling at the scorers table to make sure that they gave him credit for a basket that he had scored that Hashim Thabeet then shot a free throw on because he was fouled on the rebound. And it was a little confusing for a moment, so he addressed that. I've seen him on TV a lot as well as in person yell at players for not throwing him the ball when they threw it to another teammate, which to me is no problem, except when that teammate actually scored. So when you're upset that you didn't get the ball and your teammate was so successful, that, you know, you can easily call that selfish. I think that's his mania, in a sense, to make sure he wins the scoring title again. And what's ironic about this is that's not at all who he is as a general person. He's a fantastic teammate. After the trade went down, he was incredibly welcoming to the new guys coming in. He is their biggest cheerleader on the bench. Often, not always, but often, he is their loudest cheerleader, the most visible, and they're just, you got to tie that in with the times where he kind of forgets to be that and focuses more on the individual stuff. And again, that's because, in my opinion, he's still a young player. This postseason is where I think we'll see the real growth. Either they'll win it all, and he'll have made that change that we're talking about, or they'll lose in spectacular fashion or disappointing fashion again, like LeBron did that second time, of course. And then I think you'll see Durant grow beyond all the individual stuff when he recognizes that ultimately, literally, we're just 2 months away, if they lose in any of these playoff series, from people saying he can't win it all. They said it about LeBron, as we know. They said it about Dirk. They said it about a lot of guys.
They said it about Michael, too.
Right, about Michael, of course. They said about Michael, right.
And they said Michael Jordan. Remember this, David, not to cut you off. Remember when they said Michael Jordan was selfish, that nobody wanted to play with him, that he would never win? It was amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. Now, all of a sudden, how you go from being selfish and nobody wants to play with you to being the greatest of all time?
Right. Well, that's what Durant's going to be faced with. And I think he knows it, which is why I think that come postseason, everything will be done. I think all he'll care about, which really is where I think his DNA is what the box score says. Either they win or they lose. And if he scores 2 points and they win, I think he'll be genuinely joyous. I don't think that's the case right now in the regular season, but he's also a veteran enough to know that regular season does have a different feeling. When you get to that playoff, I really believe the whole team will be locked in, but it's something to watch out for, which is why I wrote about this. Right now I'm seeing some concerning signs. We'll see if they address it.